This episode of Rise Up is brought to you by Minute with Mary. If you're looking to jazz up your look for the fall or the holiday season, I know it's crazy, right, that I'm saying the holiday season, but y'all, I think the holidays start with Halloween. And you know what's in my supermarkets? Halloween candy. So you know what it's time for? To jazz up your look. Check out the hashtag Minute with Mary.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome back to Rise Up. It's a podcast dedicated to the smash Broadway hit Hamilton. So sit back, relax, and let's raise a glass to freedom.
We're gonna rise up, ain't time to take a shot. We're gonna rise up, ain't time to take a shot. We're gonna rise up.
Everybody and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I cannot believe that you think that the holidays start with Halloween of all things.
Yeah, it's a holiday. A holiday.
Yeah.
And like from then on, you are decorating our houses. You're eating special treats. I mean, I'm not going crazy. Okay, I'm not saying Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm not saying that is the beginning of the holiday season. I'm not saying that Memorial Day or Labor Day is the start of the holiday season. No, I'm giving a little grace, okay? It's still summer.
Give everybody a little grace.
Let's go into fall. Mm-hmm. Fall begins. We've got the controversial Christopher Columbus Indigenous Peoples Day thing. We don't need to get into the middle of that skirmish, okay? And then we begin with Halloween. Everybody's happy on Halloween. Everybody. So let's begin the holiday season that way.
Fair. Let me rephrase it then. I can't believe they already have candy corn out, and it's only August as we're recording this. August, what, 19th?
Are people asking you yet at your Dunkin' shop if pumpkin spice is available?
Yes, they are, and we actually have it available.
Okay, I rest my point.
It's not being advertised, but it's a soft open. It's special off-menu stuff.
I think I literally was just like in
You were vindicated.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like in the law offices of Alexander Hamilton. You're welcome.
Well, after going to see Hamilton,
Rise Up.
Man, we are back, baby. We are back. We're having fun talking about Hamilton, and we just got a chance to go see it, like we said, in Providence, last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And what an amazing show. Really, seriously. Truly, just gosh
so
darn it.
Gosh so darn
it.
Good.
Is it good? And
you're
once
like,
again,
I'm not going to cry yet. Oh, yep, I cried.
Yeah, once again, I cried six times at the very least. I cried at the same spots, cried at some spots that I didn't even anticipate again. An amazing show. Before we get into our show, though, where are you now? You've seen it three times.
I've seen it three times with three different Hamiltons.
Yes.
As the lead.
And where are you with the show? Are you still as enthused by it? Do you catch new things as you watch them as for the third time? What's
I, you know, it is. I catch. That's it. I firmly believe if you are listening and you're like, maybe I still haven't listened to the soundtrack, do yourself a favor, listen to it. Know it. Like literally listen to it multiple times and know it so that way you can enjoy it in addition to the costuming, the costume change, the set design, the choreography, the little personal inflections that people do to change their characters compared to the original cast recording. Like there's just so much to enjoy that I wish I could just watch it all on TV if it wasn't illegal to watch like pirated YouTube copies, just because I want to soak it in again and again. So yes, seeing it now three times, this last time I did notice even more differences. How about you? Like even more things, not differences, but even more things.
I agree with you that seeing it with another Hamilton, which would technically be my third because you have Lin-Manuel and then you have the first guy that I saw with and now this other guy.
Okay.
So technically you've heard or listened to four Hamiltons, my darling.
Yeah.
I would say you're right. It's fun to see the differences each person puts in the character. Mm. With Lin-Manuel, it felt swaggy. It felt
scrappy.
You know, it just felt
scrappy,
like
scrappy, swaggy.
It felt like the guy was smooth. You know, like he's just a cool character. With our first live performance, I felt like Hamilton almost had a form of like Asperger's, like where he was like really smart and uncomfortable around people, and like almost like Sherlock. Remember Sherlock, the Benedict Cumberbatch one?
Yes.
That was the feeling that I got from this one. Mm-hmm. The latest one, I got the sense that he was just super nerdy, which was really cool.
Yes.
Like I really appreciated that. And I know it's hard to, you know, understand that when you're not at the, when you're just a podcast listener, you're not at the performance. So it's hard to depict it, or at least to understand that. But just knowing that, like, there are differences, subtle differences. And the things I catch on are story things, mm-hmm. things that I see in perspective now. I see as they happen, and it livens the story up for me, which is one of the purposes of this particular episode, which is about the story of tonight, the story of Hamilton itself. And before we get into all of that, I wanted to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast. You can go on patreon.com. and check us out there, or you can find it at maryandblake.com. And also, check us out on social media. Just look up Mary and Blake, whether it is Facebook, Twitter, or...
Why doesn't that have like a little code name?
What's that?
I don't know. Like, you know how people like shorten things and just give them little... I'll call it the Meads.
Well, we just got a new account on the Gram.
Hey!
Do it for the Gram, baby. Mary and Blake are now on Instagram. You can follow us there, and we do a lot of our behind the scenes stuff on Instagram, so it's a good follow. You'll get to see us doing all of the fun stuff while we're there. And you know, maybe we will do that when we're in today's show, just so everybody gets a chance to get the inside scoop on that. And where you go to maryandblake.com and check out all of the podcasts and blogs, including Outlander Cast and Minute with Mary, the podcast. We've got This Is Us 2, which is coming back soon, actually premiering on September 24th.
Oh.
I just learned is premiering on September 24th. And we have the Game of Thrones podcast that we did. We've done Gilmore Girls. We've got 40 billion podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we may or may not be having a Watchmen podcast this season as well, which I'm very excited about. So that is that. Check us out, maryandblake.com. We find all of our podcasts and blogs, including the Handmaid's Diaries, which I am writing, which I'm very excited about. As for that, now, Marvin, are you ready to get into today's show?
You bet.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready for a cabinet meeting, huh? The issue on the table.
Well, today, of course, we are talking about the story of Hamilton. Where does it go? Where does it go wrong? Where does it rank among the other stories you've watched? And another fun question: would it even make a fun movie?
That's right,
because that's like the hot thing in Broadway now.
I totally agree. So let's get this out of the way right now, Mary. In terms of Hamilton itself and the story of Hamilton, where does this story rank for you? Is it among the best stories you've ever watched? Is it kind of...
Are we talking like stories portrayed on the stage? I think that that's like a
question. No, I just think story in general. Like, not just stage. It's not limited to just stage. I think it's everything.
Okay.
I think it's... Whether it's Game of Thrones. Is it Gilmore Girls? Is it Star Wars? Is it better than Marvel? Like, where are you in terms of, I really love this story. It is written very well. I appreciate this is where all this is coming from. Where are you? Where do you think this ranks for you?
The story, otherwise known as Hamilton the Musical, I think that this is a very well thought out story. I think that, in my opinion, I think that it's exciting, that it is something that you can reread, re-see, re-listen to, and feel different things for different characters, that you may at first listen to it and be like, oh, Alexander Hamilton, he's my boy. Like, that's who I'm cheering for. And then before you know it, you're listening to the score again. You're like, gosh, why do I love Burr so much? What just happened to me? And I love that when you can like relive a story over and over again.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I for me, I'm thinking that this story is probably the story of Hamilton itself. I would rank it up in the top 10 for me. It is an extraordinarily well-written story. And I know I keep using that word, but I think it's paced properly. I think the characters are well-written. I think the motivations are well-written. It's all organic. It's not determined by plot. And I feel like there is a natural thread for everybody and every instance of what the show is trying to tell you.
Yep.
So because of that, I think I really appreciate.
Look at you. He's trying to gram right now, guys. He's trying to do an Instagram story.
I did. I grammed it.
While we were doing it, and he didn't know to mute it.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm still new with the gram, okay? I'm still new with the gram.
You are.
So because of that, I really appreciate this story. I just think it's well written. It's everything about it is just right, and we'll get into why. So, Mary, where do you think the show gets it right? Or where do you think the story overall of Hamilton gets it right in terms of how it's written and the way that it's presented to you as the viewer?
Where do I think it goes right?
Yes.
Well, I feel like it introduces you to the characters in a fun way.
Okay, and what do you mean?
Well, it's in a musical!
No, but the musical stuff aside, we're just talking about story. We're just talking about if this was a television show, right? Musical stuff aside, what about this introduces you in a fun way?
Well, just the language, the fact that these other characters are introducing you, that frequently those bits that you learn about the person in the beginning are then interwoven throughout the show. You know what I mean? So it's not